This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I heard that Biden coughed his way through the presser that he gave on Wu Flu to assure us that the unvaxxed, we are the scourge of America and the scourge of the world, as he was coughing his way through it. COVID cough, some called it. Welcome back. I'm just kidding. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I do not have a COVID cough. I had COVID. I fought it and I won. And I'll be honest with you, it was relatively mild until I started fighting it like the flu, trying to break the fever. Then COVID said, "Oh no, Negro, And it went after me. But I took a Z pack and it was like I never had it. I want to give you my experience in case it happens to you and you want to do something about it. I have friends that have taken ivermectin and say, "Kevin, same experience. I took ivermectin, it's like I never had it." I want to take some ivermectin just because I heard it's curing cancer. Don't you love when you find out these tidbits of information, like this discovery process where you learn something new that you didn't know, and it could be transformative. I think it's wonderful that, you know, medicine is like that. And think about all the good that we could be doing with medicine. But you know what we've done? We've weaponized it. The Chinese weaponized this Wu Flu. Now we've got it. And the Democrats are weaponizing our response. Why? You know the answer. You listen to this program enough. Money and power. Those are the two reasons. And the third is money plus power. It's either money or power or money and power. Those are your three choices whenever you're making a decision about what leftism does. By the way, I hope you guys go visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And you can also give me a call. I do interact with folks. But here's why. There's two things that can make any business successful. Really three. You ready for it? People, and lots of them. Money, and lots of it. Or people and money. Those are the three things. Say, "Kevin, you're going to start a business doing blankety blank." I go, "Great. All I need to know is, am I going to have enough people? Am I going to have enough money? And will I have both?" If you go into a business and you've got lots of dollars to finance it, you've got a great start. As an old friend of mine, he says, "Yeah, I learned how to make $1 million in the wine business. I started with two. 2 million. Get it?" So anyway, you can have enough money to get you through, or you can have enough people that will at least kick off your product. You know, if you're making a widget, you put it on the internet and thousands of people buy it and you're making money, great. Now, what has to sustain it is your ability to continue making a good product. Your ability to work with money and not be frivolous, not throw it around. Those are the keys to success, so to speak. And if you happen to have both money and the people and you have a good product, well then, you're gonna be successful. Here's where I'm going with all of this. We don't no longer have the ability by way of social media to amass the huge audience that I once had. I had millions of people that saw me every day, either through Fox or through my blogs, through my Facebook and Twitter and all that. All gone. Wrongly so. Now, by the way, we are back on Twitter as the Kevin Jackson Network. So if you're on Twitter, go find us there. But the point is, we lost all tens of thousands on Twitter, hundreds of thousands on Facebook, and had access to millions through partnerships and all this. It's all gone. But if we get that back, this using the numbers, if we only get the people, forget the money, in this case, I'll use radio, the money comes. And it allows us to pay staffers. And here's the beauty of it. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is tell somebody, "Hey, I dig this dude. I like what he's saying, man. He reminds me of myself. He reminds me of me." or whatever. Reminds me of my best buddy. Whatever it takes. Listen to the program. Download it. Occasionally, if something interests you, I heard they're running crazy ads. I have no control over the ads. But whatever does interest you, do it. Well, I shouldn't say that. We do have control over the terrestrial ads. We only put on there what we endorse. On the ones that are digitally generated, we have no control over those. I want to be clear. Anyway, back to Biden. So here's what Liz Wheeler said. She's a correspondent. She says, Biden coughs into his hand as he scolds unvaccinated for spreading COVID. Ha, ha, ha. Can't make this up. Let's face it, folks. Biden getting he had a cold, as I talked about in the previous hour, and it's probably the remnants of that cold, which is why he's coughing. But let me just say this. Something as simple as the common cold can kill an old fart like Biden. I told you guys, shocking number. 4,500 people a year die from the common cold, mostly old folks. Joe Biden is in danger. Now, the cold notwithstanding, I'm going to warn Democrats. Things are only going to worsen for the old demented clown. They need to understand that Joe Biden right now is at his high water mark in his presidency. Things can only go further down. Here's an example. Joe Biden's economic approval ratings are worse than Jimmy Carter's, who Biden has repeatedly been compared to for his first year. And it's an obvious comparison because of the level of inflation and the supply chain issues and so on and so forth. It's an obvious comparison. And Jimmy Carter, I'm telling you, it's still a debate, but I think Barack Obama surpassed him as the worst president. But here's the point. Joe Biden is worse than both of them. They said Carter's economic net approval rating of negative 8 points in early January of 1978, that was a CBS New York Times poll, was the lowest around that point in the presidency before Biden's negative 13. The economy, and particularly inflation, was listed as the nation's top problem in a late 1977 Gallup poll. Let me tell you what this is doing. This is setting up perfectly for what we've been talking about in 2022 and 2024. The Democrats are going to get their clocks clean. And I know a lot of people don't really believe me because they're afraid. But let me tell you something else. Aside from inflation, Americans don't like frail, feeble leaders. And that's what Joe Biden is. We'll be back today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
China has massive influence in the United States. And look, we say these things and it almost feels like it a talking point. China is, they're dominating us. China, China, China. It's not a talking point. China has more spies in the United States than we could even dream of having in China. Every aspect of their society is meant to bring information back and improve yourself with your superiors. And they have infiltrated our businesses. They've infiltrated academia. They've infiltrated our political system to a level that if we knew, it would scare the living daylights out of us. And I'm not trying to scare you. We're here for fun, people. But it's true. And the reason the Chinese hold so much power over us is very simple. Remember what I told you. Oh, man. I love when my lessons come to fruition. It's almost like Dr. Eel. Listen here. See, my lesson is coming to fruition. I told you two things matter in the world of politics. Money and people. It's also in the world of business. Money and people. Now, look at the United States versus China. Which do we have and which do they have? We have money. They got people. We are 328 to 30 million people. China is 1.6 billion people. They are fully five times the size in population of America. Five times. But our GDP is higher than theirs. Meaning we have more money. We are more productive. One-fifth they are as productive as us. 20% productive in comparison to the average United States person. If you want to measure that way. Population. Let me put it another way. Imagine if the United States had 1.6 billion people at the level of productivity that we have. We would be five times the size of the Chinese economy. There is nothing you couldn't do. You are guaranteed success. If there's 1.6 billion people that you have to provide rice to, or a car, or a house, or whatever, there's no limit. Our GDP would dwarf China's little, we make them look like little bitty, like Lilliputians. There would be no discussion of military might if we had 1.6 billion people. No discussion. Our military right now is on par with China, even though they have five times the population. With that many people, the United States would not only be world dominant. I mean, I want you to think about the market, the size of the market that we would have for the world. People criticize us all the time. Oh, they're so wasteful. We are. Americans are wasteful. I watched this show called, Cold Under or whatever. It's about Alaska. And I love the way those people live. Of course, I grew up in the country. A lot of people that listen to the program know this. I grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch, and I fished and hunted practically every day. I did one of them growing up for years. If I was on that ranch, I was hunting, fishing, or planning to hunt or fish. It was one or the other. But here's what I love about that type of living is, number one, you're ingenious. You don't have access to stuff readily available, so you will fix things. You will rig them. And so you become very industrious. You become a MacGyver in that regard. And number two, you don't waste anything because you don't know if you're going to need it for something. My grandfather could tell you, yeah, there's an old piece of wire. You know, go in that old garage over there and get that old. I put it over on the thing. Because you don't throw anything away. Nothing is like, I mean, we throw stuff away in the city. Oh, God, don't get me talking about pillows with my wife. This woman buys pillows. We went to my grandmother's house. Y'all think I'm kidding. When she was dying, in her 80s, we go to the house. There's a pillow on the bed, in the guest room, that is so flat, and it is greasy oily. That was the pillow I had as a kid. That pillow was a pillow I slept on for years. We don't keep a pillow. I'm not even going to say it because my wife listens to the program. But I will tell you, there's something going on with white women and pillows. So anyway, she's got all these pillows, and she replaces them routinely. And I had the same pillow. That pillow was decades old. Decades old when we went to my grandmother's house. But we throw stuff out so quickly. She'll throw out a pillow because it has a stain. I'm like, are you kidding? That's why they have pillowcases. But yes, she'll throw it out. Or this one doesn't quite fit my neck. I know I'm on a different track now, but I promise you, we have probably bought in my lifetime of living with this woman 200 pillows. I could start an orphanage. Anyway, enough of that. The point is, we're wasteful. You got to live like you're poor. Alaskans live like they're poor. They don't let anything go to waste. And my grandfather, he was poor. He looked at, don't you throw that away. I'll figure something out for it. I love it. Anyway, the point is this. If we had the level of productivity, I mean, we already have a big level of productivity, but if we had the numbers for the Chinese, there'd be no we wouldn't be talking about them. But everybody wants access to that huge market. Our market is better to have. You don't get the numbers, but you get your people will buy it. You have a 5 times more likely possibility of people buying it in the United States than China. But anyway, all this to say this. Because of China's numbers, they exert an amazing amount of power over the world, and also because of their ideology. And Amazon removed criticism of Xi's book. It scrubbed all the bad reviews and ratings and comments from the Chinese, from its Chinese site. And here's how it reads. The U.S. retail giant agreed to Beijing's demands to have anything below a 5-star review of Xi Jinping's book, The Governance of China, removed from Amazon.cn about 2 years ago. The move is the latest example of Western tech companies willing to work with Chinese censors for access to the country's massive consumer market. A search of Xi Jinping's returned 82 results on Amazon.cn. The vast majority of books either written by or written about the president had the ratings and comments disabled. Books by the party's propaganda department on Xi's thoughts and his important... What is the rest of this? Well, whatever. You get it. Censorship. Can't go messing with the Chinese. That market is too big. We kowtow to it. Hollywood is sold out to it. Why? Because it's huge. That's where they make their money now. Sellouts.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pressure is continuing to mount on President Biden to address the United States' crime surge after Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon was carjacked at gunpoint. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki describing what the administration is doing to stop crime.
We're giving communities historic levels of funding through the rescue plan to fight crime, make neighborhoods safer by supporting programs to interrupt violence, hiring additional law enforcement officers, and providing them with the resources and tools they've asked for. We're also helping communities through initiatives like the COPS program, which is putting 1,000 more cops on the beat.
A second COVID-19 antiviral pill is getting FDA emergency use authorization. Merck's pill is now cleared in use for adults 18 and up who've tested positive for COVID-19 and are at high risk for hospitalization or death. USA Radio News. An investigation continues into what caused a fire at an oil refinery plant in Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Emergency crews are on the scene of a pileup involving over 100 cars in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol saying the crash happened near Osseo today on Interstate 94 and was likely caused by icy and snowy driving conditions. I-94 is still closed in both directions. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Story's a little bit of a departure from what we've been talking about today, but irrelevant for a lot of reasons, and I hope I can make it clear. Do you know the name Chris Noth? You might know him from Sex and the City because he played the love interest of Sarah Jessica Parker. They called him Mr. Big, and he was also in Law and Order. I think he was with Paul Sorvino. He was his partner. But he's also, the reason why he came to my attention and I quit watching anything that he did was he decided to get involved in politics. And here's a story in HuffPo. He did an interview with Mark Lamont Hill and it says, Chris Noth is not just political on The Good Wife. The actor stopped by HuffPo Live Wednesday to discuss his work around hunger relief and shared his thoughts on the Republican-controlled Congress with Mark Lamont Hill. Noth has called today's legislative branch the worst Congress since right before the Civil War, and explained why he sees racist undertones in the government shutdown and birther claims and views the Tea Party as un-American. Now, I've also heard him say something about, because he was married to Beverly Johnson, former supermodel, and he's got biracial children, and I heard him say something along the lines of, he's afraid of America for his children, blah, blah, blah. That's how he got on my radar. Up until that point, I thought the dude was an affable guy. I thought, as an actor, he does a good job. I watched the shows he was in. He was believable, blah, you get it. But he hit my radar. And at that point, I went, okay, making a mental note. Add him to the Clooneys and the De Niros and the Sarandons and then the Matt Damons and everybody else, right? All the people that think that because they can go perform in some sort of an artistic mode that we should be paying attention to them. They know all about the struggles of the world because, let's face it, they've been through them. Let me say this. I'm a political person, no question about it. I have firm stances on the hypocrisy of things. But here's what I would do if I were an actor. I wouldn't do it in such a way as to alienate anybody. You wouldn't know my political voting record unless you looked it up. But here's what I would say. I say things like Denzel, which is, look, guys, we're actors. This isn't what we do for a living. And we need to stop being so full of ourselves. That would be number one. Number two, I would point out right and wrong. I'd say, look, I don't care about a person's politics. But if you're Jussie Smollett and you lie to the cops and you're trying to impugn the reputation of other people, shame on you. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I would couch things in a way that you would go, this guy's about right and wrong. But see, now, that is a political leaning. Because truth is a political leaning. If you believe in lies, you're a leftist, you're a Democrat. It's as simple as that. I don't care. Look, we can complicate this. Kevin, you know, I know some good Democrats. I got my cousin, my mom, my dad. Let me tell you, they're good people. It's like what I say to my son. Melissa says, our kid. She goes, you're not a bad person. You just did a bad thing. So I'm not saying Democrats are bad people necessarily, but they have horrible ideology. And there, it has consequences. It isn't, you know, something that's in a microcosm that only impacts them. These people are influencing culture in a way that we are completely in disagreement on. So I can't just let it go. But I would say things. I would be vocal about stuff. You know, we got to save the rain. Why are we like save the rain? Why don't we work on crime in America? Why don't we work on saving black people in Chicago? How about we start there? See, I would be saying things like that in Hollywood. You want to save people? If black lives really matter, I tell you what, how about we do this? I'm willing to sign up. I'm willing to put my money and my bring my celebrity, if you will, to the problem. You know, it's funny how these guys always want to bring celebrity to things like saving baby seals and saving the whales and things that you – really? How are we going to quantize this? How are we going to know what you do? They don't want to bring their celebrity to saving black kids in the inner cities, getting young girls off the street, stopping them from, you know, having babies at 12 years old. They don't want to get involved at that level, but because it's easy to talk about a baby seal. No, nobody, the baby seal isn't going to go, man, they showed up and didn't do nothing. A baby seal can't tell you what the guy didn't do. And it's always, you know, such virtue signaling. I'm so good, I'm so good. But they don't want any accountability for it. As Jay-Z said, you know, my presence is my donation or something like that. I forget what he said, but it was something along those lines. When he shows up, that's his gift. Anyway, back to Chris Noth. This guy is anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-Tea Party, and I could go on. And he thinks he got it right. And now, this article reads, Chris Noth's marriage is hanging by a thread, as his wife, Tara Wilson, has removed her wedding ring. The embattled Sex in the City star, who's been accused of sexual assault by three women, is believed to be in New York City while his wife is in Los Angeles. And then here's what he did, according to sources. The 67-year-old TV legend allegedly preyed upon two star-struck young women, one in 2004, this is 17 years ago, and one in 2015, which is 6 years ago, after luring them to private areas where he forced himself on them, the Hollywood Reporter said. Noth, whose character was killed off in the first episode of And Just Like That, is alleged to have been so rough with one woman that he made her bleed and left her needing hospital treatment. The other woman said she left totally violated, but didn't report it after he called and left her a message trying to minimize what had happened. I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm just telling you what's been reported. See, here's what's interesting about Chris Noth and all these other leftist hyenas, these men who have no purpose in Hollywood except to service the feminist. They think they're going to get away. They think they're skating. They think, oh, you know, nobody's going to care. I'm down with the cause. I'll virtue signal with you. It's all good. They get the good roles. They play the game as good as anybody else. Until something happens. I don't know what happened. Why did somebody decide to get even with Chris Noth after the one woman who 6 years ago said, it was no big deal. He called me. We kissed and made up. And the other one that was 17 years ago. What prompted them to speak out? Then, if that wasn't enough, Chris Noth's ex, Beverly Johnson, who, by the way, from what I hear, is a piece of work. Because she was really the first black, the second black supermodel, Iman and Beverly Johnson. tall. Beverly Johnson was on the cover of practically every black magazine. I mean, constantly. And she's a stunning woman. But anyway, she's now speaking of, he used to threaten to kill me. It's funny how, you know, as I said, man, it's going to be heck being a dude. Heck being a guy going forward with this kind of stuff. So anyway, they said, Tara is upset. This is his existing wife. And things are hanging by a thread. She just wants to protect the kids, Orion, 13, and Keats, 18 months. That is her number one priority. So we're hearing about all this now. And I'm not enjoying Chris Noth's misery one iota. Not at all. But here's what I will tell you. I'm not unhappy that a guy who thinks like him is watching leftism, the weight of leftism implode on him. Who's he going to go to? The Sex and the City girls? They've all pretty much said, we feel terrible about Chris, but you know, we got to stick with women. He has no friends. What do I tell you guys on this show all the time? I tell you, leftists don't have any real friends. They are going to abandon him. So guess what happens? He's been kicked off The Equalizer. That's the show where Queen Latifah is the bad behind, you know, solving everybody's problems. So they kicked him off that show. I read he was doing something with Peloton. They took that away from him. You think he's ever going to get his reputation back? I don't know if it's a cabal. I don't know if this truly happened or not. They say there's three women. I only document two here. And what I read, do you think this man's going to recover? Just telling you, leftism is a cult. It is a disease. It's all those things wrapped into one. And Chris Noth is about to get a real dose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, not exactly 40 acres and a mule, but it's free. The free WooFlu test to test for the new variant, Omicron. Yeah, Joe Biden announced his plan the other day. His plan the other day to purchase 500 million at-home rapid COVID-19 tests to be available free. Yeah, nobody's got to pay for it. It's free. Because with leftists, everything's free, isn't it? Now, I looked it up, and these tests range somewhere between $14 to $20. And there's a site that I went to on Amazon, or I forget, but it had tests for as high as $225 per test. Now, I can only imagine if Joey Demento negotiates for us, we're going to pay the $225 per unit, and we'll end up buying them from China. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 40 acres and a mule. America, if you want to get tested for the Wu flu, for the low-end price of $7 to $10 billion, Joey Demento is going to drop one of these bad boys on your front porch. All you got to do is request it. And by the way, we're not talking about the supply chain issues. In other words, I don't know when you need the test, but we'll try to get it to you at some point in the near future. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Oh, and here's another little, some food for thought. I don't want to scare you, but the tests aren't all that accurate. I actually searched to see how accurate the tests were, and I found this website. And here's what it said. How accurate are at-home tests? I'm reading this verbatim. At-home COVID tests can be very accurate, but their accuracy depends on several factors. Now, believe it or not, they never posed a number, a percentage, or anything. They said they can be very accurate. Now, what is your definition of very? What do you guys think? Well, I mean, if I said, man, I'm very positive, is that like 90%? They give you nothing. But they do tell you things can influence the test. And you got to know, you know, whether or not it's being influenced. And you could the accuracy, I didn't even click on it, because I figured the accuracy was all over the map. You know, well, it depends on who made it. Is it Johnson & Johnson? I found out there are like 6 or 7 manufacturers of tests. I mean, we've been talking about the people who manufacture the vaccines, the death pokes, the venom. But we haven't even considered the people that manufacture the tests. But anyway, long story short, I went further because you know me. I have that investigative mind. And down further in this article, it says, as for when to test, here were the symptoms. And this is where it says at the actual page where I went. And we wrote this up if you want to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, read about it, and it'll take you over to another site where we write about all our good stuff. But you're going to love these ideas of when you need to think about testing and what the symptoms of COVID are. And here's what it says. When to test. If you have symptoms of COVID, an at-home test is one way to get quick and relatively reliable results. Now, as I said, I scoured the site looking for some idea of the relativity here. The relatively reliable results. Relative to what? But you couldn't find it. There's not one reference that tells you it's 73% effective. Do not eat before this. Don't have a cold. Don't be coming off of your, you know, whatever. Anyway, it says if you have symptoms, this can give you quick and reliable results. Once symptoms have appeared, the amount of virus in your body, viral load, is high, which means the antigens are more likely to be picked up by a test. And then they go on to give you the symptoms. COVID symptoms usually appear 2 to 14 days into infection. And they have a reference that you can go probably to Dr. Fauci's homepage or something. But here's what it says. You're going to love this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Disclaimer. You might consider at-home COVID tests if you have, you ready? Fever or chills. Now, I'm going to stop at each one of these. Now, if you have chills, it might just be that your air conditioner is too high. But if you have fever or chills, that's a sign. You might want to get an at-home test. If you have a cough, you might want to get an at-home test. If you have shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, you might want to get an at-home test. Now, if you have a cough, you might just have a cough. Or you might just have a cold. Or you might have the flu, but you don't know. You better get that test. I don't know who, this is what I'd like to know. What test is the government going to buy? Because some company is about to get billions of dollars put in their laps for doing absolutely nothing. Here's what I would tell you to do. Watch the stock market for who makes these tests and see who gets that deal. Then follow that money. I'm just saying. Here's the next one. Fatigue. If you have fatigue, you might want to take this test. It doesn't matter that you just ran a marathon or whatever. If you're fatigued. Now, look, I get it. I'm making fun of it. Because there is fatigue where you go, ooh, yeah, I'm getting sick. But really? I'm going to take a COVID test over fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, and fatigue, which is a symptom of at least two other things that I've never taken a test for in my life. Let me ask you this. Have you ever taken a flu test? Have you ever taken a common cold test? At best, you call your doctor, I'm not feeling good. He says, well, you probably got a flu bug. You know, it's probably not best to come into the office, but just take some soup and blah, 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 and call me in the morning. Here's the next one. Muscle or body aches? I dare you. Go look at any of your flu medication, if you have some, and see what it has on there. Everything they're talking about is flu-related or cold, if it's a severe cold. And you can have a severe cold. Rhinovirus is what they call it. I don't know why. I guess because it's stuck in your nose like a rhinoceros. Rhinovirus. Headache. And then the one that's highlighted, new loss of taste or smell. If you have loss of taste or smell, let me just save you the drama. You caught a version of the Wu flu. That's the one thing that they have on this list that matters. Let me give you the others. Sore throat. Congestion or runny nose. Nausea or vomiting and diarrhea. All symptoms of the flu outside of losing your loss of taste or smell. All of it. It is a modified version of the flu that hasn't killed nearly as many people as they say. And now they want to spend billions of our dollars to send, oh, you can sign up and get your test. And you get one test, by the way. How do you know? It's a 14-day incubation period. You test negative, then 3 days later you need another test. Can you get it? Nope, we're only going to pay for one. Only the first drink's on us. Pretty much, folks, anything having to do with a cold or a flu or even a hard workout is a symptom of Wu flu and worthy of the government plopping down a minimum of $20 to find out what? You ready? Nothing. The test is as valid as me telling you, hey, I think you got it. Here's what they go about. In an attempt to combat a surge of cases through the winter, the test will be available beginning in January, and the administration will set up a website through which Americans can request a test delivered to your home for free. Yeah, because it's all free. See if Amazon gets a contract for this.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.